Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal.
Well, good morning, everybody. I see we have one caller on the line. Elisa, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Just writing my book, finishing up the loose ends, and getting ready for it to be published. So it's exciting.
I'm excited for you. That's awesome.
Yes, it's all coming together.
Today, I know we were going to kind of dive into how the invisible becomes visible.
Yes.
What have you got to tell us about that? I know you deal with the invisible all the time.
Well, you know, we have energy around us all the time. I mean, we're born energy and we're walking amongst the energy, and it's paying attention to what we can't see, but we know is there, we feel that is there, or it does become visible when we know what to pay attention to what is invisible. And what I mean by that is we get messages in our discovery of every day, and things show up just by chance because it's a message to piece together for a bigger picture. So when we start to learn how to accumulate the messages, it becomes very powerful into leading us to the next step on our path and our journey. So it's interesting when we become aware and we're shown. You know, I remember one day we had a group of us when I was on my healing journey, and we went outside and we looked up into the sky, and my mentor had said, pay attention to all the energy that you can see with your in your visual eyes of what is in the air. And we don't always pay attention to seeing like the energy actually being thick around us because we kind of don't pay attention to it. It's clear.
Uh-huh.
And when you really pay attention, you can see the energy. You can see it pretty much floating around us. You can see it everywhere around us. Everything has energy. So when we bring it to life and we pay attention to it, it brings awareness to the little things that really make, you know, a lot of sense or give us information that we so forget about. And so it's like a dragonfly showing up or asking for a sign, and then, you know, someone pulls out with their car and on their license plate it says exactly what you need to hear that day. Or
little
things that show up. You know, it's paying attention. So that's how the world is shifting right now, to where people are opening their eyes beyond their five senses kind of thing. And they're starting to pay attention that there's a lot more that we need to really see clearly about than what we can see with our own physical eyes. And it starts to show up. Pay attention.
Well, that's really cool. And I see we have more callers lining up. Y'all just hang in there. We'll get with you very shortly. I know that for me, sometimes I can be thinking about somebody that's invisible. And then I'll get a text that's very visible from that same person.
Yes.
You know, it's simple little things you might not think about, but then there are some really big things that are invisible until they become visible.
Well, thoughts become things. You know, when you think,
thoughts do become
things.
Absolutely.
Something, it's energy. And, you know, when people are communicating with us, even if they're not here, the frequencies are carried we're all connected, even around the globe. I mean, we could think about somebody across the globe somewhere, and then they make a phone call, or like you said, they show up. And it happens a lot. And if we really start to awaken to paying attention to the things that we so often miss, we'll start to see that this whole world is such a gift in a magical way. And that's where magic happens.
It is. I had a very metaphysical experience Sunday night, Halloween night. Was coming home from the event that we were doing for a fundraiser for another nonprofit. And I passed a sign that I pass all the time. It's a street sign, you know, like Dixon Avenue or whatever it is. As I passed the sign, I had an image that I knew was not on the sign, but in my mind's eye, it said Edgewood Baptist Church. And I thought, well, that's a church in my hometown that I haven't been in 20 years, except to visit. The very next morning, a friend of mine texted me that her mother's neighbor had passed away, and this woman had always gone to Edgewood Baptist Church. And that was a connection across the, you know, over 600 miles. And my friend didn't know that her mother's neighbor had died until later that day. So it was like the neighbor was probably passing over or saying, hey, here I am. I mean, why would I even think of that church?
Exactly. That's the invisible.
Yeah, the invisible becoming visible. That's pretty cool.
And it's fun to teach people how to pay attention, you know, because we get messages from loved ones who've passed. We get messages on the journey about opportunities that are going to show up. We have messages about so many things. And, you know, this world has shifted. I don't know. I'm sure our callers, you know, are feeling the shift. We're going to such a beautiful light of a world right now. And you can feel it. It feels lighter. It feels so much more peaceful. I don't know. I just feel the energy outside, and it's just so beautiful. It's like heaven on earth. It's we're literally been into that space. So it's about paying attention, and you know, the invisible is going to show up in a very strong, powerful way ahead. That's what I see. We're going through the transformation, and we're almost done with that.
Wow.
So
that's exciting.
It's incredible. Yeah.
Well, are you ready to take a caller?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's see who's calling us from, I think, this is New York. Hello there.
Hi, this is Stacy. How are you this morning?
Hi, Stacy. Are you in New York?
Yes, ma'am. How do you know?
I saw your area code, and I've done this long enough, I've kind of figured out where people are from. Welcome to the show.
Thank
this is
you
your first time calling us, isn't it?
Yeah, this is my first time.
Excellent. Well, welcome.
So I pick up in your energy, you're hesitant about what to do next. And I'm being told to tell you to trust the process, because even though things aren't turning out to be on your timeline, everything is getting into preparation. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
And you will receive, I keep hearing, I don't know if you feel this is a miracle, if it's going to happen, or, you know, you have your heart set on something, but everything's in preparation to show you as you have wished, as you have put out there in the universe. And I feel like you placed it out there a while ago, and it still hasn't happened yet, but you're just praying that it does. And I feel that it's in preparation to show up. You understand?
Okay, that sounds, yes, ma'am, that sounds awesome. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
There's a few different things I'm working
on. Stay in your
faith. Yes.
Stay in your faith.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Because there are days where you're like, oh, it hasn't happened yet. And, you know, I understand that frustration sometimes, because I see things sometimes a year out, 2 years out. I don't understand it at the time, or don't know if it's going to show up, when it's going to show up, how it's going to show up. I just trust me, because when we get that message, you know, like I say, it's invisible until it becomes visible. And you're actually going through that trusting process that it will all align exactly as you saw it, but I feel it's going to be better than you ever thought.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yes.
You have a lot of good that you've put out into the universe over the years, and it's time for you to receive. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And even though it doesn't always happen in our time, it happens in God's time. And some things have to happen first before it becomes that time to align. So it's in preparation. So just be a little more patient. Don't give up your hope and your faith. Just be open to receive, because I do see a big download for you in such a beautiful way of opportunities that you thought were never going to happen, because it hasn't happened yet.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay. Yes. All right. And it's so weird. Right. I thought about that yesterday, about a week ago. And things that I had the goals that I set for myself, and I think about it, and I said, oh, you know what, this hasn't happened yet, and maybe I should just go a different route, but you know what, I'm going to stick to my goals.
Stick to it. Just staying there a little longer. Okay, still don't know time, but I really feel that it's right up ahead. It might be after the holidays. I don't know. I don't know. I just feel it's very soon, okay? You've waited this long.
All right.
Keep holding that space. It's all good.
All right. It sounds awesome. Okay.
All right. You have any questions?
Oh, let's see here. Do I have any questions? You know what? So there's a hobby. I do songwriting. It's just as a hobby. And I there is someone that I would like to write music for, but I just don't have time, because I have to prepare what's in front of me right now, things that I'm trying to work on. But I would say maybe within a year. Do you think within a year writing for this person, or you think it's going to take a little bit longer? It may happen even sooner.
I don't know if you have time.
Yeah.
I don't always know time, but I do see that the more that you step into your passion and your purpose of what you love to do, it actually facilitates movement to go in a open flow. So the more that your soul is happy and doing what brings you joy, the more that the opportunities will open, the path will open to all things are possible. So I would tell you to go step into whatever you want to do, even as a hobby for yourself, and just start doing it. It's about allowing you to find time. Self first, okay?
Exactly, yes. That's what I say, self first. So things that I have to do first, I'll take care of that, and then I'll be able to help them. But right now, I just can't do it.
Right, self first. And it's not about other people right now. It's about the self. Okay?
Yes.
You've given a lot over the years to everybody else. It's time to give to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's hard. It's hard sometimes to put our, because there comes this obligation in our soul that we have to help everybody else before the self. And no, it's about putting self first and then helping everybody else, because you're actually more empowered that way.
Yes.
Okay. It's like resetting your batteries.
Did that answer my questions? Yes.
All right. Well, you have a good day, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. I'll continue listening to the show, and I will follow up with you ladies in a month or two, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Stacey. And our second caller is coming up. Who have I got on the line?
Hello?
Number two caller, going once, going twice. We'll move along to number three, see if they're waiting. I think I recognize this number. Hello?
Hi, my name is Tanika.
Is this Tanika from New York?
Yep.
Welcome back. Glad to have
you.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Hello, Tanika.
Hi. I wanted to ask about work. Right now, I'm not working. The one that I was just recently working at was retail. It did not work out. I just recently left the job I was at since 2019, a medical job. And I'm just not sure what to do now. I'm trying not to panic. I know I need to work, but I want to be at a job that I'm happy and that's stable and that lasts. So I'm like wondering what you see for me as far as work, because I don't fit. I don't feel like I'm fitting into any of these places that I'm trying, or they're not working out.
I see self-development with you. So there are tools that you've gathered along the way where you could actually go out and life coach and do other measures of receiving abundance than going the path of the medical field. And it's about being supportive with yourself. For some reason, you feel like you're only worth working for somebody for them to tell you what you're worth, instead of being in your truth of what you are really worth and doing it for yourself. You get that?
Mm-hmm.
So reflect on what it is that you have accumulated over the years in your knowledge, and place that in many different paths of ideas, because I really feel you're going to self-discover where you are to step into next. You're staying one way on the journey right now. Being a healer, and there are many healers, you can heal through so many different channels. Whether you're a medical doctor, whether you're, you know, somebody who does Reiki or natural healing or yoga or sound healing or just taking people on, you know, trips somewhere. There's so many ways to help heal people. Even just being a voice and a place to give a hug. There's so many different paths that you can take to help people. And I just see that you're looking at one way and not opening up to all different paths of opportunities. You're getting stuck in the hamster wheel. And you keep going back for more and more and more, and you're being shown that that's not the right direction, but you're not wanting to hear that. Because it's what you've always done.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You are so much bigger than that. And I do see you back to work, but you needed a break. You were getting burnt out and frustrated. You needed a break. And it's about being flexible with yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you start to write, when you start to write things down, you're going to start to see a clearer picture of putting yourself in alignment to where you are to go next. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like you're looking at the wall, and it's time to turn around and look at a bigger picture. Okay? And just know your worth. Know what your tools are. Because you're just focusing in one direction right now. And then you're feeling sad because you feel like that's not the right way. But when you have your spark, you're really good at doing what you do when you have your spark. Because mm-hmm. you love to mm-hmm. really be kind to people. All right, maybe you could have a session alone, like a private session where we could see more in depth of the direction that you're to go in, but it's hard, you know, to just do all that and 5 minutes of a call. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, my dear. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye, Tanika.
Thank you.
Going to see if this other caller has picked up her phone. Hello there. Are you there? Hello? I'm not hearing you. Is your phone on mute?
Hello?
Hello, who's there?
This is Ryan.
Ryan, welcome to the show. Where are you calling from, Ryan?
Someone else. I didn't know how this worked.
That's okay. We figured it out. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Orlando, Florida. I'm Elisa's little spiritual son, let's just say.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So I want to call in some messages. Hello.
So why don't we talk about how the invisible becomes visible and the magic that transpires.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because that's happened in our lives a lot lately.
Yes.
You should say the dolphin story. I think that's a good one.
The dolphin story, how I found a dolphin statue somewhere, and at the same time I received a text from Ryan telling me that he's on the beach watching for the dolphins. And then in a minute later, he sends a picture of a card he drew with the two dolphins that look exactly like the statue that I was holding in my hand.
Wow.
You just can't make it up.
You can't make it up.
We embrace the magic. Yep.
The magic.
Well, if you embrace the magic, it comes finding you. It comes looking for you.
When you also align on frequencies of energy with others, so much of the invisible becomes even more visible. Well, for instance, we were driving, and I talked about the manatees. We both saw manatees in the water, and we had to stop the car. We were going like 70 miles an hour. We had to stop and pull over on a side beach, and we walked all the way down, and what we thought were manatees were actually rocks. And it was to give somebody a message that day. That was how we were receiving the message to pull over and help somebody.
So that's pretty cool.
It's about showing, it's about teaching people how to pay attention. And even with people in transition of the jobs and resetting themselves and getting off the past hamster wheel of what they did before that was not their happiness, when they step back and really just let go and surrender, it just shows up where they're supposed to go. It's like people want to trust, they want to know how, what, when, where, why it's all going to happen instead of just allowing it to just show up.
So. But what do we always say? We just say, go in with the flow of life. It will happen. You just let go. And I'm a big, control freak. Sometimes in my head about it, everything, like I overthink. But then I just learn to let go and let the magic flow into my life. And then I just wake up. I don't plan anything. And it just happens like that. Even like that manatee story, we didn't know where we were going over there for. And it had to be because, they had to give a message. She had to give a message. So it's funny how you just let go and things like that happen. That's when the magic happens.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty cool. It's funny when you have synchronicities that happen. I remember one time I was sitting outside. It was when I was starting my book. And we had a waiter, and I was with my son, and we had a waiter come to our table to take our order. And what I was writing in my book at that time, it was like 2019 is when I started, and it was about people realizing how to let go of the ego, because people have gotten so attached to this material world, and how to get more spiritual and just live life with simpler measure. And the waiter comes over and starts to speak about people are connected to the ego with all their fancy cars and the things that they have, but without their titles, without these things, who are they really? And do they even know who they are? And I looked at my son, and my son looked at me, and we're like, we can't make this up. But that's the stuff that happens. It's like the invisible becomes visible, and then you get the validation from other people who just show up in your life, like my waiter who was there to take an order, you know, and he gave a huge message that day. So when we just allow things to happen, it does, and it happens in a magical way.
Mm-hmm. You just have to be open to receive it, and you have to, like, your eyes have to be open to it. I literally pulled the card today as, like, clues. Like, just be open to the signs and the signals, because you get so many signs every single day. You just have to be open to it and just acknowledge that there's going to be signs. You just have to recognize that that's it.
You know, it's funny because when we're here, when I was working through trust, I went behind a van one day driving it, and in their window of the car, it said, trust God. And it just validated what I was just thinking about. I'm like, okay, this is how we're getting the signs. And
mm-hmm.
it's fun to listen to how people are opening their own eyes to seeing so much of the magic in their life to help them be validated for the flow of where they're going and where they are to be.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Let go.
So I just see good things ahead. I see a lot of transformation coming to a fruition of more clarity for people on the journey. I see really good things, you know, starting to unveil themselves for people to grab with both hands in gratitude and grace. And that's really, really, really on the verge of happening as a globe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, do you want to add anything,
Just
Mary?
Be grateful.
No, I think what you guys are saying, everything that I already know and have talked about. We have one more caller if we want to get to that before the end of the show.
Go ahead. Bring them in.
All right. Bye, Ryan. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Later, Gator. Bye-bye. And I believe this is Lucy from New York. Am I right?
Yes.
Welcome back, Lucy.
Yes, I love the messages. Yeah, and I was
Hello,
listening
Lucy.
Again. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Lisa has said before that the messages are for all of us because we're all here together as a collective. And they are. They really are.
Yeah.
So, Lucy, it's important for you to get outside. Is it cold by you? I don't know if it's cold by you, but you need to get outside to get some fresh air. Take
yes,
a little
it's
walk.
A little windy. Mm-hmm.
Take a little
yes.
walk. Maybe dress warm and just get outside for a little bit because, you know, even when it gets windy, even when it's crisp outside, when you pay attention to the silence, messages show up in the silence. I just see you needing that frequency of the outdoors right now. Give yourself a little bit of purpose and incentive to get outside and just reset a little bit. And then when you come back in, you're going to feel so much more revitalized and energized, and you'll feel better.
Okay, yes. I'm missing that part. The outside, I go every day outside. Today I didn't go outside yet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Try to get outside for a little bit and take a walk. I don't know. Do you go and feed the birds? Like is there a place for you to feed like the pigeons or feed the birds? Because I actually see that that's something that's very healing for you.
Yeah.
I don't know where you live and what you're close to, but I just, for some reason, I'm getting that vision of you feeding the pigeons.
Mm.
So I don't know if that's
yeah.
something you can do.
No,
but
I used
like
to. Mm-hmm. Listening? Hello?
I'm listening. I'm here. Yeah. So I just feel like get outside and do something for yourself because you enjoy doing and giving for people as well, but you also need time alone. But alone outside, not inside the house. Inside the house is making you a little feeling kind of under the weather, a little depressed.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's about getting dressed. Go get yourself, if you can get it yourself, like something that hot to drink and just go outside and enjoy yourself a little bit, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
All right, my dear. Well, that's the end of our show.
Yes, it was a great show. It was nice to hear from Ryan again and Stacy and Lucy. And I just feel like it was a kind of a little reunion.
Thank you.
And thank you, Elisa. I appreciate you sharing your gift with us like this. I really do.
Thank you.
We'll talk
have
soon.
A beautiful day.
Yeah, you too. Everybody have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Elisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit beunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's BUNEKE.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Elisa, text or call her at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton. And I am grateful that you called today.